Unit 6. The Sound of Music. Exercise 1. You will hear a talk by a man called William Bond about his work as a freelance musician. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello, my name's William Bond, and I'm a freelance musician. I'm going to talk to you about an unusual project I've been involved in. But first, a bit of background about myself. Freelance work is obviously really varied. Naturally, I've got some private pupils who I give piano or singing lessons to. I also do some work for a local school. I did some consultancy work for them on how to carry out assessment of musical performance, which was very well paid, and makes up for the times I've been called in at 2 hours' notice to substitute for a music teacher who's ill. Also, I occasionally give recitals in either piano or organ, but to be honest, unless you're a brilliant professional performer, that kind of work means hundreds of hours' practice and planning for almost no reward. So that side of things you tend to do to make a name for yourself and get contacts in the musical world. You could say it's a form of networking, I suppose, something that all freelance people do in the business world. Finally, I do a lot of work, more and more in fact, in the world of opera. I get hired by various opera companies as orchestral conductor, or else as the repetiteur. That's the industry name for the person who trains up the singers behind the scenes, or even as overall musical director. In fact, that's what I've been doing for the last few weeks. To be honest, these roles can overlap somewhat. Well, anyway, that brings me nicely to what I was mainly going to talk to you about today. And that's an opera for young homeless people I did last year. What happened was, I heard about a charity organisation which operates a day centre come night hostel for homeless people in a northern city. I volunteered to do some music therapy workshops, you know, expressing yourself through music. Well, I got talking with the manager of the centre and we came up with an idea. To stage an opera created and performed by the homeless people themselves. She then put this proposal to a body called the Arts Council. And to our surprise, they agreed, without hesitation, to fund the whole project. So, that's what we did. A local poet called Jennifer Matthews worked with the guys, getting them to come up with ideas for lyrics and storylines, and then she went away and turned it all into a script. I did the same with the music, transforming their ideas into something workable, which fitted with the lyrics. Often, what I'd get from them was, say, a first line of a song, which served as a kind of prompt for me to follow, or sometimes they might just give me a particular mood that a song should convey, or energy, to use their actual term for it. That's the way of working we established, with me agreeing to respect their wishes as far as possible, and they in turn leaving me to use my expertise to knock it all into shape. It was actually one of the most challenging things I've ever done. Rather bizarre, to be honest, because a lot of the ideas in the storyline were so surreal, they sounded like they were something out of a dream. And I had somehow to put it all within the framework of music for classical theatre. Also, what they wanted as individuals was, of course, very subjective. And this led to a very eclectic mix, from R&B music to garage music to goodness knows what. If I exposed them to some classical stuff, I, in turn, learnt a lot about rap, which, let's just say, I hadn't exactly had occasion to deal with before, but which I rather took to after a while. So, quite an eye-opener for me. Anyway, together, Jennifer and I developed the opera partly on thematic lines. For example, we noticed that water happened to feature heavily in the guy's ideas, which were fantastically imaginative. One guy called Dave did a song about someone standing on a beach and watching a pirate ship, and another called Lewis about what it would be like to be in a rowing boat all alone, surrounded by deep blue water. There was a clear connection here. So we backed these two pieces together, and accompanied them with a background track that had all kinds of water noises, such as a storm at sea and rain on a roof, which I thought was especially effective. It opened with a dripping tap, and that went down really well with everyone watching. Clever stuff, eh? Now, moving on to the special effects.
Now listen to the recording again.